we're going to do some signing to help us to remember this when we go home today and when we're living out this week. Because we're thinking about Jesus as our King, and the signing we're going to do is that Jesus is the King we all need. Okay, let's try that again. Jesus is the King we all need. Great, and we'll do this as we go. And we're going to hear from the Bible. We're going to hear firstly from the Old Testament. Ella's now going to read that for us. And this first reading comes from the book of Daniel. And you can either follow along with that on the screen or in our pew sheets too.
Daniel 7, verse 13 to 14. During this vision in the night, I saw what looked like a human being. He was approaching me, surrounded by clouds, and he went to the one who'd been living forever and was presented to him. He was given authority, honor, and royal power so that people of all nations, races, and languages would serve him. His authority would last forever, and his kingdom would never end.
Great, thank you. That's wonderful. Well, there we go. We've had this wonderful a vision that God gave to Daniel. Now, who was Daniel? Daniel, I'm sure you know the story. Daniel in the lion's den is talked about. You know that, don't you, James? I'm sure the rest of you probably have heard of it as well. Daniel was living not in his home country. He'd been taken with God's people all the way over to Babylon. So he was living in a different place. But God gave him this amazing vision. And as Daniel was standing there, he could see the throne room of heaven there before him. And appearing was this powerful human figure. And to this figure was given these wonderful things, authority and honor that would last forever, ruling over all people. We think about what kind of king might this be like? Well, a king with authority, that means that he can do what is right and make sure it happens. But honor, he has the people's respect. They trust him. But that he wouldn't just last a few years, he would last forever and ever. This good king would never end. I wonder if you remember seeing the king's coronation. There were a few of us watching it here in church. And the king is given all these different things, and two things that a king is given is an orb and a scepter, and that is signs of their kingship, that they are to uphold justice and honor and integrity, those kind of things that we talked about. Now, the challenge is all of the kings and queens that we've ever had have been human. They've been good to a point, and some of them have been terrible, and Claire told us about those three examples from Israel's ancient history of Saul, of David and Solomon. Some were better, some were worse. But this king is perfect. Now, we've got a question, and we're going to split the age group. So, question on the screen. And the first question, then, is to the under 10s. So, we heard that description of that king. Who do you think this king might be? Maybe have a chat to the person next to you. Under 10s, who do you think this king might be that we heard described? Who do you think this king is that Daniel has had this vision of? And then put your hand up if you think you know the answer. We've got one hand up. Any other hands? James thinks he knows. We've got anyway, girls, any idea? Who do you think this king might be that Daniel described? Go for it. Yeah, that's it. Okay, give us an answer. Yep, do you want to shout out nice and loud? Jesus. King Jesus. What were you going to say, James? You think it's Jesus. You're both right. Well done. It's King Jesus. And this is interesting because Daniel was writing 600 years before Jesus was born. But he has this vision of what is going to happen. Great answer. Now about the over 10s. Let's think about that second question. How is this king different from any other king? How is this king that Daniel had this vision of different from other kings? Have again a chat next to the person, with the person next to you. How is this king different? The under 10s can still discuss this, yeah. Who are we going to have a hand? How is this king being described? Okay, any ideas? Any hands up? Okay, we've got a few hands up. Any other hands up? Any other ones in the middle over there? Yes, Kate. You want to... he's sinless, so he's perfect. Yes, yeah, so he doesn't make mistakes. Yeah, anyone else? Sammy, what about... that's what you were going to say. Okay, well, great minds think alike. Yes, Segan? He's the Son of God. Yep. He's got power. He's got loads of power, hasn't he? Yeah. Anything else? What did you notice? Yes. Absolutely. So he's doing this on behalf of his Father. And in Jesus' life, he pointed away from himself towards the Father. He showed perfect humility, didn't he? So he's a perfectly humble king. And we saw there that his kingdom lasts forever. So let's remember our signing, shall we? So Jesus is the king we all need. And we see that firstly because his kingdom lasts forever. Now, the Bible is full of all of this imagery talking about King Jesus. What I want us to do now, I'm going to read our psalm. And what I'd like you to do is to make yourself comfortable. I'd like you to, if you feel okay with that, to close your eyes. And I'm going to read this psalm slowly. And I want you, while I'm reading this out, how does it make you feel about this king? How does it make you feel about this king that the psalmist is describing? Let me read that for us now. Psalm 93. The Lord is king. He is clothed with majesty and strength. The earth is set firmly in place and cannot be moved. Your throne, O Lord, has been firm from the beginning, and you existed before time began. The ocean depths raise their voice, O Lord. They raise their voice and roar. The Lord rules supreme in heaven, greater than the roar of the ocean, more powerful than the waves of the sea. Your laws are eternal, Lord, and your temple is holy indeed, forever and ever. Amen. I wonder if that made you feel anything, maybe with the description of the king lasting forever, or him being clothed with majesty and strength, or comparing this king to even the strongest waves and currents of our oceans, that he is stronger. I wonder how God spoke to you in that. Well, this shows us that Jesus is the king. Let's try that again, if we were prepared. Jesus is the king we all need. Why? Because he's stronger than anything. He's stronger than even the strongest forces in this universe because he created them. We're going to have our second reading now. So if you're happy to come up and read from Revelation chapter 21, we're right at the end of the Bible now, and we get another vision from God.
Revelation, chapter 21, verse 5 to 7. Then the one who sits on the throne said, "And now I make all things new." He also said to me, "Write this, because these words are true and can be trusted." And he said, "It is done. I am the first and the last, the beginning and the end. To anyone who is thirsty, I'll give the right to drink from the spring of water of life without paying for it. Those who win the victory will receive this from me. I will be their God, and they will be my children."
Great. Thank you so much for both of those readings. Well, here we've got another vision, but here's something interesting. 600 years have passed since Daniel had his vision of this king in heaven. And now this vision is recorded by one of Jesus's friends, a man called John, with this vision of King Jesus and in heaven. And there were some very important things that this king said in that vision. I wonder if you noticed what they were. There was one that he said, "It is done. It is done." What is done? Well, there's another time that this king says very similar words. "It is finished," which is quite similar to "it is done." When did Jesus say "it is finished"? It was when he died on the cross. He didn't die with a whimper and a cry. He died with a victorious shout saying, "It is finished. It is done." What is done? King Jesus' mission on earth. He came, he lived the perfect life. He died in our place and he rose again so that we might have eternal life. His mission is finished so that when he ascended back up to heaven, he can say in front of all the angels, "It is done. I have finished the work that my Father had planned for me." And because of this, Jesus can say something else in that vision: "I make all things new." I wonder if there's anyone here who likes making stuff. Maybe you like junk modeling or crafting. Just a quick show of hands if you're into any kind of craft, junk modeling kind of stuff. Yeah. And great, hands down. One of the things that we do at the Lakeview summer camps that we've been to the last couple of years is we do junk modeling. We're taking old bits of like toilet rolls and cereal boxes, and you can create all these wonderful things. Well, why is that a good idea? Well, it's because God can make new things out of broken things. Once there was an elderly lady who had this collection of worn-down teacups. They were a bit cracked, and some of the hand was broken off. It was a shame because they were very precious to her in many ways. But instead of throwing them away, she decided, "I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to put some soil in there and plant some seeds and some plants." And then was able to display them. I wonder if you've got a picture. These wonderful bowls and teacups containing all sorts of plants and succulents and cactuses and stuff like that. So something that was broken that beforehand could have just been, "Well, that's a shame, just throw it away," has been used for something new and something beautiful. And God can do that in each and every one of our lives. And let me tell you about a boy called Charlie who experienced this. Charlie's 14 years old. He loves sports. He loves football. He loves rugby, any kind of sports like that. But sometimes he can get a little bit overwhelmed, particularly when his team doesn't win. And he can actually get quite angry with his teammates and end up sort of shouting things at them and being quite mean to them. On a recent occasion after his team lost, he got so angry with them that they've now started to ignore him. And they don't want to hang out with him on weekends anymore. Charlie is kind of feeling quite broken because of this. He doesn't know what to do. But he spoke to a friend and decided that he was going to download the Bible app onto his phone. What he started to do now is whenever he starts to feel angry, he reaches for his phone, not to scroll through social media or to play games, but to open up that Bible app and listen to that reading for that day. And now what he's found is 4 weeks later, he's starting to find that he can control his anger better, that he is beginning to change, that day by day, Charlie feels like God is turning him from someone who was very angry and quite broken and losing friends into something new, into someone who is stronger and new. Well, that's can be true for him, that can be true for any one of us, whatever our story. King Jesus says we can all have a fresh start with him. So let's remember our signing. So Jesus is the King we all need. Why? Because he makes us new. But it wasn't easy for him. We're now going to stand if you're able, and we're going to hear our gospel reading. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Pilate went back into the palace and called Jesus. "Are you the King of the Jews?" he asked him. Jesus answered, "Does this question come from you, or have others told you about me?" Pilate replied, "Do you think I am a Jew? It was your own people and the chief priests who handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus said, "My kingdom does not belong to this world. If my kingdom belonged to this world, my followers would fight to keep me from being handed over to the Jewish authorities. No, my kingdom does not belong here." So Pilate asked him, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, You say that I'm a king. I was born and came into the world for this one purpose, to speak about the truth. Whoever belongs to the truth listens to me. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please do be seated. So we've seen that for King Jesus, it wasn't easy for him. I wonder if you just heard in that reading how Jesus had been taken before the Roman governor, a man called Pontius Pilate, and was being asked questions about whether he was the king or not. Is he going to make trouble? Where does his kingdom come from? And Jesus said this at the end, I was born and came into the world for this one purpose, to speak about the truth. Whoever belongs to the truth listens to me. So we've had a picture today of what kind of king Jesus is and why we need him. He is a forever king. He is a stronger than anything king. But he is also a suffering king. Now, it's a common thing when we suffer, if something bad happens to us or someone that we know or love, or we see something sad or bad on the news, we often ask, why is this happening? Why is this suffering happening? Someone asked me this at the fair today, yesterday, about something happening in a friend's life. Why? I just don't understand why. And we will never know all the answers to why, certainly not until we go to be with Jesus. But with Jesus, we can know why he suffered. We can know why he suffered, because the Bible tells us why he suffered. And he tells us himself. He says that he came into the world to show us the truth. What kind of truth did he came to show us? But he came to show us the truth of who God is and what he's like and what he's done for us. If we want to know what God is like, there are lots of people in our world. What is God like? Is he nice? Is he powerful? Is he mean? Is he distant? If we want to know what God is like, then we just look to what Jesus is like. But with Jesus bringing us the truth, he also suffered. In fact, years later, his friend Peter wrote this to a church. He said, for Christ, that's Jesus, died for sins once for all, a good man on behalf of sinners, in order to lead you to God. So this king suffered by paying the price for our sins and by bringing us to God. How many other kings could do that? How many other kings could die to take away our sins, to forgive us of those things that separate us from God? No other king apart from King Jesus. That is why King Jesus is the king we all need. Let's sign that again. So, Jesus is the king we all need. So what should we do then? What should we do about this? Well, I think there's two things. The first thing that we all need to do is to understand that we all need this king. Every single one of us, we need King Jesus, whether we're young or old, whether we're really confident and outgoing or very shy, whether we think that we've lived a fairly good life or whether we know that we've lived a bad one. We all need King Jesus, every single person on this planet who has ever and will ever lived. So that's the first thing. We need to understand that we need him to be our king, to follow him and to live for him. But the second thing is we need to keep on following him as well. And that gets hard and that changes at different times in our life. When we're at school and think about the challenges we face and as we're making friends, we need to think about following Jesus. But when we grow up and maybe go to university or move away or get our first job, we need to think about what does it mean for me to live for King Jesus? Or maybe we might get married or have children or move far away. What does it mean for me to live for King Jesus? Or maybe coming up to retirement age and think about what am I going to do next? Think, what does it mean for me to live for King Jesus? And then maybe even as we're thinking about maybe we're experiencing illness or frailty in some way, and perhaps that we know that we're getting nearer to that point where we are going to die. What does it mean for me to live for King Jesus? Jesus is the king we all need. Well, I think about what songs, what hymns help us to remember this. And I think this one is great. So I'm going to read it and think about maybe we can use this as a prayer to make our own. It's this. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. If no one joins me, still I will follow. If no one joins me, still I will follow. If no one joins me, still I will follow. No turning back. No turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back, no turning back. Let's sign and then I'll lead us in a prayer. So Jesus is the King we all need. Let me lead us in a prayer. Lord God, we thank you that Jesus is indeed the King we all need, that his kingdom lasts forever, that he is powerful, that he is kind, and that he suffered for each one of us. Help us to understand that we all need to follow him, and would you please help us to keep on going with him as our King. Amen.